as the Avon Lake or the Avon Eagles came in with a record of 13-10 last year, and Coach Lyric is in her 11th year as head coach of the Avon Eagles.
Hey, how much do you think Dave gets involved in practices still, Dave Zavar? Do you think he's out there trying to show him how to break a press or dribble out of pressure?
I don't know. I guess I'll say I think he's better at the beginning of practice than he is at the end. I don't think Dave's got the stamina that he wants.
Well, Megan's so young and athletic. Our next coach, right. She's probably from the start of practice to the end of practice out there dribbling and blocking shots. You that involved in practice still physically in demonstrating technique and the plays and what you want a player
to
do?
Well, I just had a kid 9 months ago, so I'm trying to get back into that shape, but I have not quite there yet.
How are the kids?
Sick at home. This weather, I tell you, three-year-olds and 9 months olds can't handle it. But
Lucy's three?
Lucy's already three, yeah.
Holy smokes.
And yeah. You'll be putting a basketball in her hand pretty soon.
She does not want anything to do with it.
Really?
Nope. She wants baby dolls and dance, so I don't know how that's going to go over in the Lyric household, but we just try to keep showing her the basketball and hoping that she'll decide to play, but I don't know if that's going to be the case.
Do they make a basketball Barbie?
That's a good – I'm going to look for that for Christmas. She does want some Barbies for Christmas, so I will definitely look into that.
Megan, your last year you went 13-10. You're back now, I can't believe, 11 years at Avon. Talk to us about some of the – players that you're counting on this year. I know you've got some key seniors, and Ashley Torbert's one of those.
Yes. You know, we have kind of a new group this year, different chemistry. I know in the past we had Elizabeth Flynn for 4 years straight as a starter, and just losing her has been something that has been vital for us. And now we're trying to, you know, come around or look at different players. We're trying to, you know, fix different things within our system to tweak based on the players we have. And we have a lot of young talent. We have a lot of length. So we're hoping that with our length, we can do a lot of good things this season.
What do you think the strength of this year's team might be?
I think our speed and our length. Our guard presence, we have a lot of girls that are 5'10", 5'10", 5'11", and 6 foot at our guard position. So we're hoping that that'll put other teams into fits with the length. And we've had some success so far in scrimmages, but you know, it comes down to fundamental disciplined basketball. So we're continuing to preach that every single day in practice. We're not quite there yet. There's so much talent across the SWC, across Lorain County. So just trying to preach that to our girls, I think something that we hope that they decide to buy into, that it's not just athleticism, it's discipline and fundamental basketball.
Which of the players have emerged so far early in the season here as some of the better defenders?
We have some returners. Katie Geiger, she's a junior that's a great defender for us. Coming off a knee injury is junior Alyssa Peganoff. She plays great defense for us. Grace Santee is another one that plays great defense for us. We have Abby Leiber coming back. She's a sophomore guard who's 6 foot, so she's definitely helped us defensively. But, I mean, we really do have a good all-around ball team coming in for us this season.
When you look at the development of everybody so far, how close are you to getting your rotations down? Or you still have a lot of people you need to see in different situations, in scrimmages?
It's
are you
so
still
hard.
That far
it's,
away
it's,
yet?
It's girls' basketball. That's what's so hard about it is one day, you know, somebody plays really well, and then the next day they don't show up to play. So just trying to play more consistent basketball so we can get those rotations down. But we have a great group. We have a solid 12 girls right now, 2 freshmen, some sophomores. I mean, it's a good problem to have. We have a lot of young talent, which is great, but trying to get them as much experience and minutes in a game is going to be something that's challenging this year, and that's going to keep us focused and on our toes as coaches.
So does that make your scrimmage season even more important when you've got 12 girls vying for playing time and they need to know they better bring it all the time when they're out there or somebody's going to come in for them? Does that make the scrimmages even more important?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that seeing that we're trying to pride ourselves on being selfless and relentless and being proud of other girls and happy for other girls when they have success. I know that we talk about individualism so much, but we want the girls to be happy for each other. And I think if we can get everybody to buy into that, we can play 10 girls and be successful this season. We could play 12 girls if we play hard. We play aggressive. I think everybody can have a successful role on the team. Obviously, some girls would have a greater role than others, but if everybody will buy into their roles, I think that we can have a successful season.
With all that said, can you get some good, competent rebounding out of all these young players with the returners? Are you going to be able to hit the boards and get glass when you need to?
That is something that, because we have these tall guards with a lot of length, but they have that guard mentality. So they like to, you know, stay out wide, not crash the boards hard. So we're really working on that in practice every single day. We do have some height with, we have a senior, Hallie Noble. We have a junior, Kylie Williams, that are both above 6 foot. So they do bring that physicality, that physical presence underneath for us. But we definitely are trying to work on that war rebounding drill every single day in practice to try to get our guards to be a little bit more aggressive on the boards.
And I think historically, too, your Avon program has been good at the free throw line, too. You've managed to hit free throws, at least the games I've done on the radio where I've seen your players on the court. You've managed to hit free throws that matter down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Will that still be something that needs more work? Or will you be a good free throw shooting now if you look ahead?
You know, that's something we always try to work on in practice. We always try to put ourselves in pressure situations. I always laugh about it. A few years ago, well, many years ago now, talking to Coach Elder about making situations in practice more mentally strenuous than you would see in a football game, basketball game. He's always prided himself on making situations hard during practice where the kids are totally, completely prepared walking into, you know, a game situation. So we've always tried to make pressure type situations, shooting free throws for our girls, so that hopefully we can capitalize on it when we're given that opportunity in the fourth quarter and we're down one at the line shooting two. We're hoping that the girls are prepared, dreaming that at night when they go to bed, so that they're able to make those free throws for us in the clutch situation.
Maybe there's an app out there for that. Because we all know these players are all up till 2 in the morning.
I know,
anyway,
on
their phones and their
heads.
Yes.
I know.
So maybe there's something in there. There's a free throw shooting app that they could compete against each other.
I will make that my homework assignment for the girls tomorrow.
Megan, what are the expectations for this team this year? How good can you be, and how long does it take to kind of figure out where you're going to be?
You know, that's a difficult question because we have such a competitive conference. I mean, I know you just got done talking to Dave Zavara. He's returning a lot of great players on his team that went to regionals last year with Westlake, Berea, Olmsted Falls. There are so many strong programs in the Southwestern Conference. So just keeping our girls to stay consistent and know that every game is important. And if they show up and play hard, they play fundamental, they play consistent, I think that we're going to be able to win some basketball games this year. But it's just going to be a matter of keeping our confidence in close games. There's going to be close games that we might not win, but just keeping that confidence throughout the season, I think, will help us to grow and to be stronger at the end of the season when it's important.
All right, one last thing. How's Mom?
Mom is good. She's in the Florida sun right now as we're sitting here with this pouring rain. It's not snowing yet, but she's out probably laying out, hanging out with Grandma, sipping on some mimosa. So I'm definitely kind of jealous right now as we're sitting here in the rain. But Ohio weather, what can we expect?
Well, we miss Mom, and we loved her when she was at the station. And if she ever comes back to Lorain County, tell her to give us a call.
I will, definitely. And thank you guys for everything you do for Lorain County, for all sports, but specifically for girls basketball. We do appreciate all the time that you guys put into us, and we love, the girls love hearing themselves on the radio. They love hearing their games aired. So thank you very much for all that you do for us.